French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is the Larousse Gastronomique. My first knowledge of a book with this stately title was spoken about in reverentially hushed tones by the chefs cooking around me. I had not yet become aware that cookbooks could change my life. I had cooked for 6 or 7 years before that thunderbolt struck my noggin. I was in the sweaty confusion of a kitchen at the Pier House Hotel in Key West during this epical period of my cooking life. All books were expensive to me, but when I learned of the price of this one, I knew my odds of possessing a copy were about as likely as me getting a new Cadillac. One of the chefs was a recent graduate of the Culinary Institute of America and brought one in one day. It must have weighed 7 or 8 pounds. The pages were thin and exquisite. There were some photos and illustrations that made it seem like a medieval text. I wanted it. Though I had not found the religion of cookbooks yet, I did have that zeal which comes from the holy gift our maternal grandmother gave to me when she came to live with us when I was 10 years old. She packed up her New York City life of 60-plus years and made her way west to Illinois, where we lived. Along with her conservative dresses, sensible shoes, and opera records, she brought a full series of the 1922 collection of the Compton's Pictured Encyclopedia she had acquired. I spent countless hours stretched out on the floor of the small cottage on the lake we lived next to, absorbing all I could. The Larousse Gastronomique was first published in 1938. It was edited by Proper Montagne, and it contained a preface from the great French chef Georges Auguste Escoffier. In time, I was finally able to get my own copy. It added a new width record to the books I was gathering during those years. I pored over it in the same way as I had my grandmother's encyclopedias, marveling at the depth of information and the length to which our forebears had sought to create with gastronomy. When I didn't know a French term on a menu, it was certain that Larousse would show me the light. If we received a fish, like cod, I could see from Larousse a dozen ways to garnish it, a la anglaise, a la boulangère, au gratin, a la diapoise. The last was made with a roux, shrimp tails, cream, and mussels. And it would also inspire me to stretch my own imagination as to what I might wish to learn to cook. This was a time before the almighty internet. If you wanted to learn something, you either had to be around some culinary masters or hit the books. In Key West, there were no giants of cuisine hanging out at Sloppy Joe's after their hotline shift cooking. Before the coronavirus shut things down, we went to one of our go-to watering holes in town. One of our favorite bartenders was working there. To my amazement, he gave me a copy of Larousse Gastronomique, saying in an English mixture of his accented Argentinian and Italian roots, "Here, chef, I won't read this. I have my motorcycle magazines reading to do." Magic! I was intoxicated by his generosity, and the first glass of wine hadn't even been poured. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
I wonder who wrote the book out loud.